Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Eleanor, good morning. Thank you for coming directly in to, I won't say the Lion's Den, because I'm really, really not. But wow, Glenn, Hazel has been a horror over the last couple of weeks, and it just doesn't seem to be getting better. What is the update here?
Thank you so much for the invite this morning. So our team has been working on the ground around the clock to ensure that people have water, a constant water supply. I know it sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but they are working around the clock to ensure that there is constant water supply in the area. So what happened yesterday was that Sandringham had the first pipe in the area around 41 George Avenue. So our standby team was there to attend to the burst pipe throughout the night. It was a major burst pipe, and they were able to complete the repairs. So they told me this morning that they everybody that was affected last night should have water. What they're going to do again today is that they're going to send a team out to walk the line. So they're going to walk the line from the feed from the reservoir into the pipeline into the area to check to release pressure to ensure that all the air locks in the system are gone so that to avoid any further burst pipes on the line that feeds into the area. So we are on the ground. We are we want to ensure that residents have constant water supply in the area.
So, what seems to be happening, certainly along Summerway, something that I've noticed is the pipe seems to be bursting at different points. Why would that happen?
Generally in the area we have AC pipes. That were put in about 60, 70 years ago. So with AC pipes, we need to, every single time there's a burst pipe, need to check for air locks and make sure that there aren't any bubbles of air in the system. Because once we repair a burst pipe and we don't check for air locks, then the pipe tends to burst, the same pipe burst in another point of the pipe, maybe a kilometer or so out, till after where it had burst before. So that's what happened. So that's why the team today is ensuring that they're going on the ground to check the lines, to check that there are no air locks in the system to ensure that we don't get any more burst pipes.
What about the possibility of completely replacing that pipe? I mean, is at the end of it, after all of these weeks of various troubles in various areas, would it not have been easier and even cost effective to replace the pipe? Or is that too onerous?
Replacing a pipe is much cheap, for one. And secondly, we do have a pipe replacement program going that has been going since we've launched since 2014. So we've every year we have a target number of kilometers in certain parts of the city where we're replacing pipes that have reached the end of their lifespan. So that's one of the things that we are doing. So this area is also one of the areas that has been targeted for the pipe replacement program that we have. So soon enough, yes, we do acknowledge that we do have a lot because of is an old city and our infrastructure is actually getting old. We need to be replacing more pipes than we actually are at the moment. So, but we are getting there. What I can reassure the residents is that we are getting there. We are replacing as many pipes and lengths of pipe that we can, especially with the AC pipes that have been giving us problems the last couple of years. So we are getting there. So they can rest assured that they are in line. We will get there. Budget is also an issue that we struggle with, but we do use what we have quite effectively.
All right. And so hopefully over the next couple of days, we should start seeing an improvement in the Glen Hazel area as they walk the line, as you've put it, and try and understand and try and make sure that any specific problems are dealt with.
Yes, definitely. And I would also encourage residents to please log calls as soon as you realize after you haven't had water for longer than an hour, that to please log a call and let us know so that the team can be dispatched as soon as possible. That also decreases the amount of time you are being inconvenienced by not having water. So we are ask that you please log a call. As soon as you see that you don't have water or there's a burst pipe or leak, someone, please log a call. Let us know so that the team can be dispatched as quickly as possible.
Yeah, in fact, one of listeners saying water rushing down Mervyn Road as we speak. So I'm just hoping that that has been reported. If it, you know what, don't take a chance. Don't assume somebody else has done that. Just go and report that so that we can just try and get this sorted as quickly as possible.
Okay, thank you.